Hello, and welcome to the Equitopia podcast from the Horse's Mouth. My name is Caroline Hegarty, founder of Equitopia. And so we continue meeting different professionals in the equine industry and getting their perspectives on equine care. In this episode, we hear from Dr. Alan Schoen. Alan is recognized as a pioneer in complementary and integrative veterinary medicine. He's also the co-author of The Compassionate Equestrian. Alan was one of the speakers at our second virtual conference on fear and safety for horse and rider, which generated a lot of interest, and we've had quite a few messages from people who want to know more about his work. So I was really delighted to chat with him. I started off asking him about his background and how he got involved with horses.
You know, unlike many of you, I was not raised with horses, unfortunately. I always liked them, and when friends of mine had horses, I would ride a little bit. But I really got fascinated and interested with about horses while I was in veterinary school, and really start loving taking care of them and learning about equine medicine. And then when I was out of veterinary school, in the first practice I was in Peterborough, New Hampshire, we treated all creatures great and small, and my passion for treating horses increased. Then, once I got into acupuncture, my passion really skyrocketed because I saw how well they responded to acupuncture and then chiropractic and physiotherapy, and how much they enjoyed it, and how much I was able to help horses that didn't respond in any other way. And the horses started thanking me and wanting to be with me, and I went, oh, this is a much nicer way to be with horses because they all like seeing you. So my passion increased dramatically as I started using complementary therapies such as acupuncture, chiropractic, and physiotherapy on them.
Alan has been involved in developing and practicing veterinary acupuncture and natural therapy since 1981. There weren't a lot of people doing that back then, so I asked him to tell me about any challenges he faced when he was starting out and how he dealt with those.
Well, one of the greatest challenges was trying to convince veterinarians and trainers that acupuncture was beneficial and that acupuncture and chiropractic were beneficial for horses. And so I started out first with barns that were somewhat open to it. And then as the horses there were getting better, the word spread through my practice area in the New York, Connecticut area. And once the word started spreading how quickly the horses were getting better when I combined acupuncture and chiropractic and physical therapies, the word spread dramatically because I was one of the first veterinarians to ever combine acupuncture and chiropractic. And the combination was the game changer. And once the horses started getting better on the first treatment, horses that weren't getting better with conventional medicine, the word spread, and gradually the veterinarians started opening up, but trainers and riders opened up much more quickly.
I guess it's not so surprising that Alan faced so much resistance at the beginning. People are always reluctant to change to different ways of doing things. And it's not just because we need to be convinced that new approaches really work, but we also need to feel that our way of doing things will be considered acceptable by our peers. We've heard from other interviewees in this podcast series how pioneers and innovators don't always have an easy time. It can be a long and lonely journey for people who figure things out first. Pioneers and early innovators often travel a difficult road, driven by the courage of their convictions until their message is accepted. Big changes tend to happen very slowly, and change makers need to plod along, changing one person at a time, until reaching a tipping point where societal change can happen. Here at Equitopia, we are trying to drive change towards a world where it is no longer acceptable to treat horses in any way other than with compassion. This is why we work with so many amazing horse people around the world to create educational resources that can be enjoyed by horse riders and owners, as well as equine professionals who understand the multidisciplinary nature of horse care and welfare. The more people who join us, the faster that change will come. So I would like to take this opportunity to ask you to tell people about Equitopia, about our courses, and especially about our membership program. Because the more people who join, the greater the movement towards a world of horses and humans in harmony. And so back to the podcast. I asked Alan to tell me a bit about his motivation for focusing on complementary therapies.
Well, my passion, ever since I started being a veterinarian, was what could I do to help the animals that did not respond to conventional medicine and surgery? And it isn't that I had anything against conventional medicine and surgery. I loved that. But I found that my passion was always, what else can I do? What else can I do? And when I first started, there were only maybe 30 to 50 veterinarians in all of North America who were doing acupuncture. And I was the second veterinarian to get trained in chiropractic on horses. And so that combination and seeing how well the animals, the horses did and how quickly they responded, that is how my passion grew and how my practice grew. Because once the word spread in my area, then before I knew it, I was having to shift and give up regular practice and just focus on complementary therapies.
I next asked Alan about his views on interprofessional collaboration. As a practitioner of complementary therapies, is this something he considers important? And what has his experience been in relation to collaboration with other professionals?
Collaboration is important in a number of ways. One is that I limited my practice to referrals only in complementary therapies. So first I had to have the veterinarians who were initially quite skeptical open to referring to me and being aware enough that they weren't afraid of losing quote unquote clients to me, because I said to them, look, I'm not competing with you. I'm not doing conventional medicine. All I'm doing is trying to complement what you do and help horses that are not responding. Once the one or two veterinarians realized that, then I started working with them, and then gradually the other veterinarians opened up more to it. As they continued to open up, then they said, wait a minute, I want to have someone in my practice doing it, and the word spread like that. As far as massage practitioners, things like that, the interprofessional collaboration was good depending upon the various physical therapists, massage therapists, and body workers, depending on their integrity. If they realized that what they could do was limited to what they could do, and they were not trying to do other things that were clearly considered veterinary medicine, then I really enjoyed working with them, and we found out how we could work together. With blacksmith horseshoers, the collaboration was fairly instant because they saw that I was able to help the horses feel better and address some of the issues that they were dealing with shoeing, and how interrelated it was, because I would work with the shoers that were doing a really good shoeing job and or horse trimming job, and we would collaborate regularly to see, okay, if they changed the angles or did whatever they were doing with the feet, how that impacted on the back and the neck and the other joints. And then I would work on, once they would do their work, correcting any secondary compensatory problems. And that's really one of the big things with collaboration. A lot of what I do is helping the secondary compensatory problems heal, so that the primary care veterinarian or the blacksmith or the saddle fit person might correct that, but then I could correct all the other things, the other issues. The other thing is, it was not uncommon that I was able to pinpoint which was the primary issue, and then the veterinarian, or if it was in the shoes or a saddle fit issue, they would focus on that, and then I could take care of the secondary issues as well. So collaboration is very important, and it was really dependent on the openness and the professionalism of other professionals in the area.
Yeah, most people I've spoken to have said that an open mind is one of the most important characteristics of a good team player in an equine team. I next asked Alan to tell me about some of the ongoing challenges he faces today.
At this point, I'm retired from active veterinary practice because after 40 years of doing chiropractic and working on horses, it certainly has taken its toll on my body. And in retrospect, what I see is how important taking care of my own body was as I worked on horses, because a lot of my practice were warm bloods coming from Europe, really big horses, and I'm not 6 foot tall, and so that was taking its toll on my own body, and so that was one of the big challenges. Second big challenge was, which I write about in my book, The Compassionate Equestrian, and I address many of these questions actually in my book, The Compassionate Equestrian, how much I realize it's the consciousness of the riders and the trainers and all the other people in the equine field. And if they have strong opinions that are not focused on what the most compassionate choice is for the horse, then no matter whether you know what is best for the horse, if the trainers, the riders, anyone else working with them is not thinking about what is best for the horse, that is one of the other challenges. I would say those are the two.
I asked him where he sees improvement in the equestrian world in the past few years.
I think a few places. One of the big ones is saddle fit. That when I first started talking about saddle fit over 35 years ago, and people would roll their eyes and just say, I use the same saddle on all the horses, to finally now people being aware of the importance of saddle fit. I think that's one of the big changes. The challenge is finding good saddle fitters, because many of them, unfortunately, are trained by a particular saddle fit company and don't really have the expertise. So, but in general, I see saddle fit, I see awareness of the importance of feet, the awareness about compassion, awareness about ruling out physical pain in horses, not just saying it's a bad horse, and the consciousness of riders and trainers. I would say that's where I'm more encouraged that those things are at least starting to happen, although there's a great deal of room for improvement in all of that.
And what are some of the things he would still like to change?
I would say the main thing is compassion and consciousness and being aware of pain in horses, and that many behavior problems, if not most behavioral problems, are, and fear issues, are actually due to physical pain, number one, then emotional or psychological pain as well.
As we continue to compile our book list of recommendations for equestrians, I asked Alan if he could add his favorites.
I'm certainly biased, and my preference, I recommend my book, The Compassionate Equestrian, and the reason I wrote it is because I felt like there was a lot that wasn't being addressed in other books. I do really like Linda Tellington Jones's books, and any of the more recent books that Trafalgar Books has put out, each one of them, I'm so impressed and I'm so grateful to Trafalgar Books, because they really choose good, very relevant, important topics. So I would encourage you to just look at some of their more recent publications as well.
Finally, I asked Alan what he considers the most important characteristics of members of an equine team.
I would say the most important qualities for all of them are, one, an open mind to be working with others in a team collaboration, not to have such a strong ego and belief system that yours is the only answer, to be open to hearing other people and to be open to continuously learning, to have respect for your other team members that you're all working with. And compassion. Compassion for the horses, compassion for the riders, compassion for everyone else you work with.
So well put. And this is very much in line with what everyone I have spoken to so far has said also. As horse people, we need to keep an open mind. Accept that horse care is a multidisciplinary activity and it takes a team to do it right. No one person can know it all. And we need to surround ourselves with open-minded, knowledgeable, and experienced people who are focused on what's best for the horse and rider, and we need to keep learning. And with that, I think we can sign off on another episode. A huge thanks to Dr. Alan Schoen for being part of this, and to you, thanks for listening. I hope you'll tune in again next month for more From the Horse's Mouth.